This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. An IRS investigator is defending his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. Gary Shapley told multiple news outlets this week the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says if he's elected president, he'll eliminate four federal agencies to reduce the size of government. On Fox News this week, DeSantis said he would close the Departments of Education, Commerce, Energy, and the IRS to reduce the size and scope of government. Bad weather mixed with upcoming holiday travel isn't boding well for those who plan on flying.
Thousands of flights have been delayed and canceled all across the U.S. this week. The TSA's Patty Mancha is urging people traveling over the July 4th holiday to pack some patience.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. If you're traveling early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
Mancha says, believe it or not, everyone working at the airport is on your side.
The airport, the airline, TSA, all of our employees, they're working together to get you and your family to your final destination. Give us a little grace.
She's also encouraging travelers to check with their airlines to make sure their flight is still a go before heading to the airport. I'm John Schaefer.
16 people are hurt after an Amtrak train collides with a truck near Los Angeles, California. Three cars derailed yesterday when the passenger train hit a water truck that was sitting on the tracks. The train was traveling from Seattle to Los Angeles with nearly 200 people inside when it hit a truck in the town of Moorpark. That's about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. All the passengers were evacuated from the train. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the truck was sitting on the tracks. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Domingo Herman threw the 24th perfect game in Major League Baseball history yesterday as the New York Yankees blanked the Oakland A's 11-0. Herman needed just 99 pitches to record the first perfect game since Felix Hernandez in 2012. It's also the fourth perfect game in Yankees franchise history. National Geographic has laid off the last of its staff writers. The cuts come as parent company Walt Disney has let go thousands of staffers across its divisions this year. A company spokesman said that National Geographic will continue to publish a monthly magazine. The Union for UPS Drivers warns of an imminent strike, perhaps as soon as next week.
The UPS Teamsters want the delivery company to produce their final offer on Friday. It comes in the wake of a failed negotiation meeting earlier in the week. Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien warned of a work stoppage of historic proportions if a deal is not reached. Over 340,000 UPS employees could walk off the job in the potential strike, causing massive disruptions to the U.S. supply chain. So far, the two sides have agreed on in-truck air conditioning and heat shields, but not much else. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Actor Pete Davidson is entering rehab for his mental health. TMZ is reporting Davidson has checked himself into a program to get help with his PTSD and depression. The comedian has been candid about his health struggles and says he periodically goes to rehab to better himself. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy day to you. Hope all is well, all things considered, as we continue to kind of keep a left eye on the drama on the Beltway. Ooh-ooh. You know, this whistleblower testimonies, seem to be in direct conflict with Attorney General Merrick Garland. Evidence that he has presented, which is backed by another IRS whistleblower, has Hunter Biden and the big guy in the crosshairs of, of our legislators, the House of Representatives, and we the people. Okay, we can be fooled some of the time, but it looks like we the people may not be able to be fooled all the time. So what's next? The Americans for Tax Reform President, Grover Norquist, is here to spell it all out for us. Hey, Grover, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Bill.
Isn't it fun? I mean, these whistleblowers that are out, I mean, who? And I say fun only from a standpoint, Grover, I could only hope that after everything is said and done, that maybe we could do something to dismantle this beltway infrastructure that Barack Obama and Biden have, have structured over the years, that made it near impossible for a Republican president when he was elected to come in and do something about it. But even regardless of that, Donald Trump did well for the American people. But we've got to find a way to dismantle this infrastructure that is so set up, within our government that keeps producing these ugly results and creating lots of pain for us here in River City.
Yes, and we need to remember that even when we elect a president, his control over the bureaucracy is quite limited. If you had 60 votes in the Senate, it would vote with you all the time, and a majority in the House. But it has to be such a large majority that when the Freedom Caucus decides they want to do something on Tuesday instead of play with the other children, you need to have people who wander off and saying, no, we're going to play basketball when the rest of you play football or badminton. You still have a majority, okay? This is what happened in Florida. For 20 years, we were trying to pass legislation in Florida when they finally got the super majorities. Now we could, because there was always somebody who was flaking off. You thought you had extra votes, but then five of them are on vacation or doing something else. You really need, the only time the left has made huge steps forward is when they had 80% of the House and 80% of the Senate, 1934 to 36, the New Deal. And then the Great Society with 70% of the House and 70% of the Senate, okay? So you can have a lot of people wander off and go, I don't like this, right? Conservative Southerners could go, I don't like that. Very left-wing guys could go, it's not enough. But you still have the 50% majority that you needed to create the modern welfare state, which is what they did during those two periods of 2 years each. So I'm hopeful is we're talking about how Congress is using its power of subpoena And they've been running ads in the D.C. area, the Ways and Means Committee. Dear IRS agents, if you know of anything wrong, call us.
Yes.
That's how they're getting these people. Mm. I remember being livid at the idea that when Obama was president, we had nobody come forward when he was using the IRS to kill the Tea Party movement.
Tea Party, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, many people knew that all of the Tea Party guys, if you have Patriot in your mm-hmm. name, they put you in a particular basket, and they went to someone, I don't know why, but in Ohio, they had a special area where conservative exactly. requests to become incorporated went to die, right?
Mm-hmm.
For three
mm-hmm.
years, only one conservative group was approved to exist. Now, in the Constitution, it says you have the right to petition your government. That's what setting up a C3 or a C4 is, you know, like a foundation or an action mm-hmm. group. Like the right. left has the Americans for Tax Reform, it's a C4. We, you know, you set it up, it's a not-for-profit. But if we didn't get the IRS's approval to set it up, which we did back in 85, mm-hmm. we couldn't have a bank account. We couldn't ask people
exactly.
to contribute to us.
Mm-hmm. And, see, and that's what killed the Tea Party. I mean, here it is. I mean, I have estimated that since Lois Lerner and what Barack Obama and Lois Lerner, you know, conspired to do, and they affected against Tea Parties and everything conservative during that era, has affected, I'd say, at least, you know, 10, if not a dozen voting cycles, Grover. And then they have the audacity to talk about suppressing the vote. Are you picking kidding me after all that what you did?
There's a very interesting study done by professors at Harvard and at a Swedish university, so not exactly run by conservatives, which said, okay, let's compare two areas, like counties. One had a Tea Party rally. The other was going to have a Tea Party rally, but it rained. So they didn't have one. The RT Party rally in D.C., it was raining. And we had 1,000 people out there. But it was raining. It was
miserable. Right.
But others got rained out. So their point was, you don't say, well, areas that had a Tea Party movement, compare them to areas that didn't. What you needed to know was the difference between two areas that wanted to have a Tea Party movement, but one doesn't, one doesn't. And you saw the increase in Republican turnout in 2010, an increase in donations to Republican candidates, and an increase in the number of people who volunteered for the Republican Party in the areas where the Tea Party rally happened compared to where it didn't. And they estimated that in 2010, it was worth somewhere between around 3 million votes, okay? And that's why we swept in 2010. All of those structures were destroyed or atrophied by 2012, in which case the president got himself reelected, and we didn't do as well in the House and Senate as you might have expected. But yes, there's actually been a study for 2010, 2012, pointing out the advantages that flowed from the Tea Party existing. You know, you can with just momentum, you can get people to get together and they do stuff and nobody actually raises much money because, you know, they throw a few bucks in a hat or something. But you can't run an organization that way.
Right,
you can run a couple of rallies that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets you to the next election maybe, but not past it. And yes, they won elections because they used the IRS to destroy the Tea Party. And the idea, and that is suppressing the vote before people get to vote. That is suppressing their, just as when the FBI was out telling folks, the Twitter people, that certain people can't be heard. Well, that's suppressing free speech, which
exactly
you don't get information like Hunter Biden's legal problems out to voters before the election.
And that's an offense against our Constitution in both instances here. And nobody goes to jail. Nobody, you know, it just kind of comes and goes. And, you know, now we're into another voting cycle. And that's the game they play, right?
Well, unfortunately, they have with some success. But this could all come crashing down on them because now we have people in the IRS who have come forward. They're being brave. And my guess is if as long as those people don't get dropped out of windows the way Putin does,
the people
he doesn't like, that you'll see 10 times that many people willing to come forward.
Exactly. Well, stay tuned. We've got more from Grover Norquist after this, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Well, did you hear that story of Sammy Burko, that young teenage boy from Missouri City, Texas? He goes to a rock climbing gym where he suffers a cardiac arrest and dies. He was climbing to the top of the wall, rang the bell as he was told, and suddenly his body goes limp. Looked like he was either playing around or passed out. The people weren't sure what to make of it, but they realized he was unresponsive, and they lowered him slowly and began to administer CPR for 2 hours before telling his mom, Jennifer, he's gone. Well, Jennifer and his dad started talking to him, just telling him how much I love him. She said, sorry that we didn't know how to save him. And suddenly, as she started praying, her husband noticed that their son was moving. They called the EMTs back, and they were able to revive him. You know, sometimes it's not necessary to understand as much as it is by faith to know that no human being saved this young man, but God himself, who answered the prayers of a mother who believed and is grateful to be holding her son who was brought back to life.
Welcome back. Great to have you along with us. We've got Grover Norquist with us, the American for Tax Reform president. And, you know, one final thing about what's going on and the pressure on, on this president, media cycle, this news cycle. Grover, usually maybe last, 24, 72 hours max. But this one is really hanging in there right now. and to the point that Joe Biden's getting a little taste of what Donald Trump had to put up with 4 years with all these different attacks. And did you see him attack the reporter, you know, yesterday? I mean, you can tell that, a little bit of the armor. There's a little chink in the armor there of Joe Biden.
Yeah, well, the establishment press, if you have to leak to them to get into the news cycle, they can control this from happening. And they did when Hunter Biden was starting to get in the news before the 2000 election, and they killed it going and getting any attention. People were told it was a nothing burger. But when a congressional hearing with Republican leadership is pulling this stuff out, CBS did like 2.5 minutes on Hunter Biden's legal problems. Why? Because they know they can't sit on it anymore because it's going to come out in the congressional hearings because they have
exactly
power, and you don't have to wait for somebody to call CBS and have CBS want to cover it. So this, and again, when we get a Republican president, that Republican president needs to understand Congress needs to keep doing this. Instead
exactly
of saying, oh, I'm in charge here. No, you're not. Forget that. Mm-hmm. You're not. Only with Congress beating them up and you yelling down the hall at them, maybe they'll listen to you then.
Right.
You need Congress poking them the whole time when you're in office and stop thinking, well, this is my federal government. Why are you poking it? Because it's not your federal government. Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, again, we talk about the infrastructure. The infrastructure has been so well established, and the bureaucrats are there. I mean, it's almost like a life appointment because you can't fire them, Grover.
Oh, it's almost impossible to fire somebody. A friend of mine studies welfare issues and said, how come? He was confused. He said, D.C., if you look at it by income and education, you would think it was a suburb. If you looked at it by illegitimacy and criminality and all these other things, you'd say this is an area of unemployment and a bad neighborhood with unemployment and poor people in it. And the answer is government jobs are kind of like welfare. When you say someone's got a job, that means he gets up in the morning and he does this, he does that. You know, it tells you many things about somebody when they're employed. If they've got a college degree that they actually earn instead of got given to them, it tells you a lot about their ability to work as a younger person. But when you have a government job and people get put through the K through 12 and even through college without really accomplishing things because they just pass everybody through to make the teachers look good, not the students know things, but the teachers look good. That's why D.C. is dysfunctional, even though it's very highly paid with jobs for life. Because, and if you have a job for life, how hard do you work?
Yeah, exactly. One thing real quick about, you know, these two whistleblowers in particular, but the one that was on last night with Brett Baer, on one hand, you listen to him and you say, wow, thank God, for his courage to come forth. He appears to be legitimate. He's not partisan. He's not interested in a particular side. It's just, hey, I'm doing my job. I'm here to do my job. And there's a sense of fairness that he's communicated, I think, which is a great, PR piece for the IRS, because we have been so skeptical of the IRS and what the government is doing with Biden in arming 87. Let's get 87,000 new IRS agents and we'll give them guns and ammo, right? So we're going, well, what's up with this? This is a little bit overboard. But what you're discovering in all your work is that, the targeting by the IRS is being real specific. I mean, they are looking at, specific people in somewhat similar ways that Lois Lerner and the IRS did for Barack Obama. Tell our audience about this.
Yes. You ask, what are they going to do with 87,000 more IRS people? Well, we know. When the reporter, Taibbi, who exposed the FBI censorship through Twitter before Elon Musk took over, and he wrote articles about it, the IRS began an investigation of him on Saturday night, the night before Christmas. Okay? Mm-hmm. Who's in the IRS on the computers on Saturday night, Christmas Eve opening an investigation into him, somebody who didn't want everyone to know that that's what was going on, because there's nobody else in the IRS when that's happening. And mm-hmm. that happened to be the day that he broke a story, which was particularly embarrassing to the FBI, the corruption of the FBI in going after people on Twitter who are conservatives and using the power of the state to do that. Then when he was testifying before Congress, the IRS, this is the IRS defending FBI corruption. Okay, so you get this, we not only have corrupt FBI and corrupt IRS, they're coordinating their corruption.
Right, exactly.
It would look bad if the FBI showed up at the guy's door. So here's what we'll do. Have the IRS show up at the guy's door. The guy who's testifying. This is like something out of The Godfather, right?
Where the, yes, exactly.
Where you live. They didn't exactly leave a horse head in his bed, but that's the only thing they left out. And they dropped off a note asking about something that was 4 years old, wasn't true. The guy didn't owe money. The government owed him money. And they never sent him a letter about it. They never called him about it. You know, sometimes they'll go to your house if they've written you, you know, 10 letters, they called a dozen times, and you're just not talking to them. But this was, their argument was, oh yeah, but then asked about it. They go, oh no, yeah, we never do this, except they did in this case. That's one case. There's a case in Montana where the IRS showed up with the alcohol, tobacco, and firearm people to raid a store that sold guns. What did they take away, the IRS? Their books, their finances, their bank records to see if they're paying taxes? No. What they did was they went after the records of who had bought guns. Okay? Mm. The things that legally the government's not allowed to hold on to, because it's private. It's your business.
Exactly.
Nobody should have a list. When the Germans took over France, the French government had a list of everybody with guns, and guess what? The Germans went and took them all.
They knew exactly where to go. Exactly.
Yeah, so the French Revolution didn't amount to much until we started dropping guns from planes to them. So this is a real challenge. Here you have the Second Amendment being attacked by the IRS and pretending it has something to do. You know, if the normal person hears, well, the IRS was in looking at his books. Well, I guess he didn't pay his taxes. No, that's not what it was. They wanted the list. They wanted the list of people who bought guns. Mm-hmm. Then they turn around.
We got about a minute and a half left here, Grover. Go ahead.
They went in Ohio. They went after a lady there. A guy showed up, gave a fake name, said he was there about one thing. That's a lie. She called the lawyer. He talked to the lawyer, and he said, look, I work for the IRS. I can go to anybody's home I want to anytime. That's what they're teaching the IRS people. That's not true. That's not legal. That's what they're telling the IRS. And now they want 87,000 of those people.
Yeah. Well, thank God the lady had an attorney, because the attorney told that IRS agent, get the hell out of there, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. But his position was, and the police showed up, and they put in a complaint against the policeman who was complaining. They don't tell the local police when they come in to harass people. That ought to be the first thing they have to do.
Well, this is what's going on in Biden's America today, ladies and gentlemen. And you've got to stay vigilant. You've got to own your knowledge. You have got to reintroduce yourself and your family. I mean, here we are, Grover, around the corner from celebrating our 4th of July, 247th birthday. I think it's time for everybody to become familiar once again with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. What say you? We got 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
We're going to win. This is going to happen. The Republicans in the House are doing a real serious investigation, and even some in the press are feeling they have to pretend at least to care.
Yes, pretend at least to care. We'll leave you on that thought, ladies and gentlemen. Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform president. Thank you, Grover. Take care. Happy 4th of July, by the way.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hey, it's me, Ruthie, from Total Wine & More. You know how stores have been raising their prices lately? Well, lean into your speaker a little closer, because I've got a big secret to share. Total Wine is actually lowering our prices on hundreds of wines. I know, right? And even better, our new lower prices on hundreds of wines are here to stay. But listen, don't thank me. At Total Wine, we love helping our customers save big. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
USA News Update. An IRS investigator is defending his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. Gary Shapley told multiple news outlets this week the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. 16 people are hurt after an Amtrak train collides with a truck near Los Angeles, California. Three cars derailed yesterday when the passenger train hit a water truck that was sitting on the tracks. The train was traveling from Seattle to Los Angeles with nearly 200 people inside when it hit a truck in the town of Moore Park. That's about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. All the passengers were evacuated from the train. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the truck was sitting on the tracks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tune in to Bill Martinez
Live. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. And guess what? We've got Jordan Goodman. Lucky us, huh? America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. He's here to talk about our economy. And, of course, you know, what's been in the spotlight all week is the U.S.-China relationship, with Blinken visiting, you know, President Xi. I didn't have this sense, Jordan, that we were better off than before the meeting.
Yeah, I mean, at least they had a meeting, which had been called off earlier. But there's really a lot of tension that's rising on the economic front, on the political front, military, all kinds of ways.
Right.
I mean, these are the two largest economies in the world. And if we could somehow get along instead of being at each other's throats, it would really, really help. So, I mean, just to give you some examples, China's economy is really weakening a lot right now.
Right.
They have a major overbuilding of particularly apartment buildings, but, you know, homes in general. And a lot of their big buildings have gone bust, and there's these ghost cities all over the place.
This has been going on for decades, hasn't it, though, with China? I mean,
it's all coming to a head. Really well.
Yes.
It was doing very well for a while. It was about 25% of their economy was the apartment boom, and then it went bust about, I'd say, 2 years ago or so.
Well, I thought it was longer because we were seeing apartments. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was seeing footage where they had all these apartments and they were empty. I mean, these communities.
Correct.
I mean, you just see that. Wow. I mean, and I remember seeing that. You know, probably at least 5 years ago.
I mean, not only empty, but not completed construction.
Yes.
Now, there's a lot of people bought apartments, put the money down, and never got the apartment delivered, and they're not happy about it. Okay.
What do you think?
And this is a major drag on the Chinese economy. You can imagine, you bought an apartment, you put all your life savings in, and they won't even deliver the apartment. You can't get your money back. I mean, this is holds back spending. Let's put it that way. Okay?
And who can you appeal to? You think the communists are going to have a lot of empathy for you when they believe that you shouldn't own property to begin with?
Right. So that's a major problem. Mm-hmm. They've taken on a huge amount of debt in China, and they have a demographic problem because their population is getting quite old. Mm-hmm. And remember, they had the one-child policy for many, many decades, and so there's not enough young people coming up to, service the older people, think of it that way.
Yeah. Right.
So while all this domestic economic weakness is happening, they're being more and more aggressive externally. I mean, they're mm-hmm. sending planes all around Taiwan all the time, and they're trying to cut ships and taking the South China Sea. I mean, they're just being very, very aggressive.
They're playing chicken with our ships and our planes. I mean, really?
Right.
I mean, you want to do this? And not to mention already, we're on a bit of a razor's edge because the longer the situation with Russia and Ukraine goes on, I mean, we could end up with an oopsie here. And an oopsie could be devastating, whether it happens out of China or if it happens out of Ukraine, right?
You're talking about a nuclear oopsie, you mean?
Any kind of oopsie, would get us into World War III.
You're right. And clearly, China is supporting Russia. I don't think they're sending them arms directly, but they're certainly buying all their oil, which is supplying the money that Russia needs to prosecute the Ukraine war. So they are behind the Ukraine war, if you kind of look at it that way.
Right.
So there's just a lot of major tensions between the two. And the
they've offered these empty apartments to Russian soldiers, if they want to take a break.
Oh, very nice.
Right? I mean, hey, why not?
There's no soldiers left. They're all either dead or, injured or something. And anybody who had any brains got out of Russia. They have a tremendous labor shortage, particularly of smart people.
Yes.
Anybody who thought they had a future, they did not have a future. They all left Russia,
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to create another kind of political power, combining China and Russia to counteract the West. And it's working to some extent. I mean, they did kind of broker a peace between Saudi Arabia and Iran, which was, amazing. So they're trying to kind of... Meanwhile, at home, they're
George,
very,
you
very weak.
You got to keep in mind you're brokering a peace with Arabs, man. They don't know peace. How long is that going to last? Right?
Exactly.
Just saying. I sound cynical. I'm sorry. But the other thing, too, I thought you were going to mention, and I knew you were probably going to get around to it because, we only got about 5 minutes left here, is, meanwhile, Cuba's cozying up with the CCP, and we've got listening posts now 100 miles away that could end up developing into something else. I mean, this could make the, the nuclear crisis of the 60s with JFK and Russia just fade in significance, right?
Well, they're talking about putting Chinese troops in China as well.
Yeah, right.
In addition, they've had this training ground and listening post for quite a few years. We just maybe found out about it. But I think it's not a new thing. It's been there for a while. We're just now finding out about this. The Chinese are being very aggressive on top of the balloon they sent across the U.S., right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're stealing corporate secrets all the time, like, the designs for the GE engines and things. I mean, the Chinese are being very, very aggressive here while things are getting weaker at home. And it's a dangerous situation. It really is.
Well, exactly. Like you say, the listening post. I mean, if I remember correctly, it was Fidel Castro listening in on the assassination of JFK. That was like a bunch of years ago. And like, we didn't think, like, all of a sudden, we didn't think that listening post was unplugged?
But, I mean, it's nuclear missiles in China. In a certain way, it's, having a listening post is today's version of nuclear missiles. It's like...
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's even more aggressive than putting in nuclear missiles, actually, in a certain way.
Well, there's no question. I mean, danger abounds here. And at every turn, unfortunately, the leadership that is in control, forgive me, Jordan, I just don't have a whole lot of confidence. And I'm thinking, just based on the players that are on the stage right now, it gets us closer to World War III, whether it's from China or from Russia. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have the war going on in Russia. It's a horrible, horrible war. Mm-hmm. Ukraine is definitely making some progress, but it's not as though they're about to win, you know. China gets more and more aggressive every week with Taiwan, with sending ships and planes and
well, and then you got and you got stinking Blinken, who kind of just says, "Well, we're kind of not interested in getting involved in the Taiwan thing." After Joe Biden says, "Hey, we're going to protect," it's like, "Well, what is it? Are we going to protect?" How would you like to be Taiwanese? How would you like to be the Taiwan government just going, "My God, these, you know, we just lost our wingmen again. You know, we're counting on the United States, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden can't even, he can't even fall into the cockpit, much less be a wingman."
But, I mean, I think the withdrawal from Afghanistan actually lost us a lot of faith. You know, showed us to be very, very weak. And I think that's part of the reason Russia invaded Ukraine, and I think China, I don't know if they're going to do it, but I think at some point, you know, they very well could invade Taiwan, and that's World War III right there, if that happens.
Well, they're banking...
I hope we don't have World War III, but it's possible.
They're banking that Trump doesn't get into the White House again. Because then if they do, then, you know, China's ambitions will continue to move forward. The footprint in the Middle East by the Russians will continue to expand. And, you know, even the European, the NATO countries that have more to lose over this war with Russia and Ukraine, they have got to up their commitment and get bigger, you know, get bigger and more skin into the game here, do they not?
And they're not doing that. That's right. That's right.
So I think you need to make some phone calls. I think you need to make some phone calls, Jordan, and get these guys get their act together. Right?
We've got to be stronger, and particularly with Taiwan. I mean, Taiwan has a pretty small army, and if in fact China invaded, you know, they would take them over quite quickly, actually.
Yes.
And I mean, Taiwan is very important for many reasons, particularly because of Taiwan Semiconductor, which is the main source of semiconductors for Apple, you know, around the world. It's the main player. And if the Chinese get their hands on that, that's not a good thing either.
Well, I'll tell you, there's so much more to talk about. You know, I look forward to our next conversation as it continues. Jordan Goodman, he's all full of good news. America's Money Answers, man. How can they be in touch with you, Jordan?
Jordan@moneyanswers.com is my email. Always glad to help your listeners, Bill.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half of Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with the America Bill Martinez. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, time for Evie Bear Carroll, because it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview, and she's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie, how are we doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about Sound of Freedom. What a powerful movie that's going to come out next week on 4th of July. Something perfect about that day and the release of The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah, this is an amazing movie, and it's a true story about a man who rescued children out of sex trafficking. And so it's a drama about that. Tim Ballard was his name, and he's played by Jim Caviezel. And the movie is, you know, quite intense. It is very, very intense. So, you know, I do want to put that out there that you got to be careful if you're kind of sensitive to things. But because it's the reality of what's going on in the world right now, you know. And so if you have children or grandchildren, you could get, you know, worked up about it. And, you know, in a way, that is a good thing because you could they want you to take action after this, and they want you to be aware of what's going on. So
exactly. You need to be forewarned. I mean, we hear stories in the news over the years recently, especially, Evie, where in zip codes here inside of America that you didn't think or consider human trafficking was taking place. But it's taking place right before your eyes in a neighborhood near you, unbeknownst. Now, you may look at this movie, Sound of Freedom, with Jim Caviezel, which is the Tim Ballard story, and think, oh, well, that's Honduras. That's some third world country. It's not even happening here in the United States. Well, unless you forget, look what's happening in our southern border. One of the big issues, including the drugs that's coming across in illegal immigration, is human sex trafficking in numbers that have, you know, that are heretofore unprecedented, right?
Exactly. And, you know, people are taking people across the border that aren't their children. And so we know what that means, right? So, but you're right, it's also happening in your town, and you probably don't even realize it, or, you know, a city next to your town, depending on where you live, obviously, if you live in the country. But they say it happens even more so in the suburbs, actually, of a big city. So,
yes.
Which is crazy, because people aren't on their guard, and so that's why sex trafficking, they're able to get the little children, because people aren't as on their guard, because they're just in their suburb. You know, outside of the city. And so you got to be really careful and really mindful. This movie shows a father who loves his little children. And some woman says, oh, they have a great, you know, singing voice. Maybe they want to come to the audition. and he leaves them at the audition and doesn't see them again. So
yeah,
you have to be very aware of what's going on.
Well, and this is the nature of human trafficking. The children are being stolen off the streets, not only in, you know, what you might, you know, consider as third world countries. I mean, it's happening here in the United States. I mean, how many missing children here in the United States alone every year do we realize, you know? The number is astronomical. Yeah. And the thing is the heartbreak of the families. I mean, that child is missing, and many are missing for the rest of their lives. And the hole that is left empty. That was a powerful scene in the movie. I don't know if it affected you this way, but it certainly affected me. And that is after Tim, played by Jim Caviezel, saves, because you're talking about a son and daughter that was captured, and he saves the son and is unable, you know, to locate the daughter. And Tim has to tell the father that, hey, look, I got your son. You know, in essence, you should feel good that we got your son. And the father sees the picture of the family portrait on the desk of the special agent, right? And says, what would you think if one of your children was missing from this photo? What would that do to you? And, wow, I mean, that is the question that we all need to ask of ourselves, and why we need to participate in this Sound of Freedom, this movie. Like you said, yes, you need to be warned. It's rough, but it's definitely a conversation. Whether you feel your children are old enough to see it, let me tell you, believe it or not, they're old enough to experience it. And we don't want them to experience the horrors of sex trafficking. I mean, these two kids, what were they? What, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old or something
like
that?
Yeah. 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 You know, and also the movie is done very well. The production is very well. And so you don't see these things, but you know what, you know, psychologically everybody knows what's going on. And so they do a good job of not showing these horrible acts with the little children and the men. But you know what's going on. And so I appreciate them for not actually showing anything. And they said that they wanted to be very careful with the kids on the set when they were making the movie. And, you know, none of the kids were aware of, you know, what was actually going on or what actually it goes on in the world. And so they really wanted to protect their actors, and they want to, you know, protect audiences. And, you know, audiences are smart, so we know what's going on without even showing something graphic.
Well, this is the power of our imaginations. We don't need to be given explicit details of what's happening. Our imagination, oftentimes our imaginations are much more powerful than seeing the real thing, so to speak. And again, the other thing to note here, two things, is that Angel Studios, the people that have given us The Chosen, were the ones that produced this movie. And you know, they did an outstanding job, sensitive, you know, again, to family values. And also Tim Ballard, this doesn't quite come out in the movie, but he's a man of faith. And, you know, and for him to make the decision to leave a high paying job position, all the things that he had earned over the years, to walk away from it, to go and save kids, and to, you know, dedicate his life to saving kids is remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. I've met him, and he's a very interesting man. You know, he's done this for so long, and you know, you've got a great heart if you're willing to do this, because he has his own family too. Mm-hmm. And then it shows that he's adopted some of the kids, so it's
exactly.
A wonderful thing.
Well, and speaking of adoption, Jim Caviezel told me when I spoke with both of them the other day was that Jim, and I wasn't aware of this, Jim has adopted 3 kids. Did you know that? Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah, but I know he has a lot of kids, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Well, yeah, 3's not, you know, really, I don't know, by today's standards, I guess maybe it is a lot, but anyway, but yeah, so it was really cool. The other thing, too, is that I came away with my conversation
you know, as fascinating as Jim is, and we've met and talked on several occasions, I wanted to spend more time with Tim, you know, to really understand and drill down deeper. We had, you know, precious time, but we were able to, you know, make the most of it. So it was a lot of fun. Let's go on to the next topic, your reporting. And this was amazing because we were just talking about how much Disney has lost. But I hadn't realized the number had gotten to the point of $900 million. I mean, we're close to $1 billion here that they've lost through this, you know, this woke craziness that they've embraced.
Yes, and this isn't even our stat, right? This is a stat from someone who's, you know, it's a box office analysis website, so they're not politically leaning, and so they say that they've lost, you know, they've calculated all the flops and last eight studio releases that have come out, $900 million. So,
that's just box office. That's just box office losses. That's not counting what they've lost at their varying amusement parks because people have decided, I don't want to participate with Disney because, you know, they're too woke for my family.
So they're trying to up the prices on all the Disneyland tickets and Disney World tickets, and that's not going to do it, right?
Right.
Because some people will say, well, even if they turn their act around, it's, you know, I can't afford it with my family. So,
I don't want to take my daughter. I don't want to get caught, you know, take my daughter to go buy a dress, and there's a man with a mustache in a dress, you know, asking her to come into the castle. I'm sorry, you know? That doesn't work for me.
Yeah, so I had my little family there about a year ago, and, you know, you don't want to have to explain things when you're just having a fun family day, you know.
Exactly.
That's another layer that you have to explain, and you know, they say, oh, we got to tell them early, we got to educate them early, but that's not my belief, right? I want them to have little innocent minds. And love their life and not even be thinking about dating the other gender, right?
You know, exactly, so just, for as long as they
just
can.
Have a good, so, you know, I don't think we need them to grow up so fast, but, you know, that's obviously countercultural to say that.
Well, exactly. Well, I know what you're saying because when my daughter, when she came into my life, I was determined that she was not going to date until she was 40 because I figured by then either, I figured by then one of two things would happen. Either Jesus would be back or I'd be dead. So I wouldn't have to deal with it. Well, anyway, she preempted me, you know. Did a little bit sooner than that. So, but anyway, I'm blessed.
Yeah,
I have a great son-in-law.
My husband says my daughters can date when they get married. So when he chooses, you know, and he'll bring out the necessary items when the boys come over and ask them if they know the Ten Commandments while he's, you know, cleaning his rifle or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, why not? Less than a minute left here. How popular are video games really? This is at movieguide.org where you address this issue.
We need to be mindful of video games. You know, video games have crazy, a lot of video games have crazy content, and, you know, Grand Theft Auto is one of the worst, and so they're making $180 billion in revenue. So that's, people are, you know, in, it's a whole industry that's just putting out all this content, and so choose the better stuff. Don't choose the Grand Theft Auto. Don't choose, you know. So we have some insight on movieguide.org on what is better than the worst stuff, and so, you know, they won't make bad stuff if you don't play it. So
exactly. Abby Bear Carroll, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. Take care. Have a great day.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters...